This choir is from Estonia, a country that takes singing seriously. The Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, winner of 2 Grammy Awards, is considered one of today's best vocal ensembles. And when the group releases a new album, fans of choral music listen up. And so does our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisinger.
The Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir is just 24 voices. But those voices can produce a complex blend of sounds that is luminous and supple. The choir can sing Gregorian chant, Mozart, or Stravinsky just fine. But throughout its 3-decade history, the group has earned its stripes singing new music. And for this new album, the music is homegrown. The composer is Tuno Korvits, one of Estonia's rising stars. He can pare the choir down to just wisps of smoke or paint with bold, swirling strokes. Raising voices in song is central to Estonians. In the summer of 88, over 100,000 gathered for 5 nights to sing patriotic and protest songs aimed at the Soviet Union. Those long nights of song were a key part of a movement that won Estonian independence 3 years later. The only protest songs on this new album, however, are aimed at love's misfortunes. The words are poems by English author Emily Bronte, who wrote Wuthering Heights. And like her novel, these poems are haunted by shadowy, windswept moors and coiled emotions. The music follows suit. Bronte's words, of course, propel the stories in these songs. Stories of love gone cold and restless moonlit nights. But the strings, closely mic'd, seem to form a character of their own. They can toll like bells or float with a gauzy impressionism. And when the strings swim together with a choir, it's tough to tell the two apart. Whether it's thousands of voices or just 24, when they rise together in song, something powerful can happen. Like on this album, where the fertile imaginations of a young Estonian composer and a long-gone English author intersect to produce a few moments of pure magic.
The new album by the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir is Moorland Elegies. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.